The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. The future of drones on the farm. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. You're seeing drones being used on the farm far more often today than you did just a decade ago. That's because drone technology has advanced to the point where they're now helping with spraying and other applications.
They've advanced from 8-gallon drones to now we're getting into 40-gallon machines in a pretty short amount of time.
And that's Jesse Stoller, who owns and operates Foundation Ag. They sell and service ag drones across Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio.
I see there probably being a ceiling to that at some point, so they can only get so big before we start having just logistical challenges.
He says the drones were introduced into farming for scouting purposes, but now the use of sprayer and application drones has grown significantly.
The primary use has been fungicide, especially on corn and across all crops. And we do have a location in Michigan, so we're getting into a lot of specialty crops, orchards, and southern Indiana as well. A lot of dry spreading for cover crop seeding, spot spreading urea, now getting into herbicides, which is kind of a whole nother level of trying to guide people into how to utilize and do that safely.
Jesse adds that he's focused his business model on what he sees as the future of drone use on the farm.
I see there being a lot more farms in the future getting their own machines for their own farms, which requires a high level of training. You know, these are high-tech pieces of equipment. Basically, the training that goes with that is intense. So that's where we come in. We want to have that one-on-one connection with these guys, training their operators, and providing that support, parts availability. So we're trying to bring that level of service that the ag industry is used to with other pieces of equipment and bringing it into the drone technology world.
Check out my full video interview with Jesse Stoller from Foundation Ag. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Skip Byersdorf from Saginaw County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
More cold air in play over Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. Lake effect is probably the biggest part of our forecast today. West winds are still rather strong across the region. So the western half of Michigan going to be seeing some light snow and flurry action. In the southern part of the state, we can actually see this extend a little bit further, almost connecting some lake effect from Lake Michigan to the western part of Lake Erie. So not necessarily the best day, hopefully better than yesterday where we had accidents all over the place, but you get the idea. It's Michigan here in winter. I guess I did that wrong. Winter here in Michigan. Either way, we do see the lake effect easing a little bit as we move through the overnight tonight, mostly due to the fact that winds subside. Replacing it, though, clipper system coming through as we move through the day tomorrow. I look for that to give us anywhere from coating to 3 inches of snow over the southern half of lower Michigan, coating to an inch or so up north. So it's going to be the feature that dominates most of Wednesday. Secondary little circulation of light snow coming through overnight to tomorrow night into early Thursday. Another dusting to maybe an inch coming out of that. Lake effect ramping back up on Thursday night and Friday as Arctic air blasts southward. You think it was cold to start this week and finish this past weekend? Mother Nature says, hold my beer as we move through Friday. Brutal cold diving southward across the Great Lakes. Well below normal temperatures and well below zero temperatures fairly easily in across Michigan. The thing is, it's only one day for the most severe temperatures. Arctic high pressure sets up over us on Saturday night and Sunday. Big weather system exiting the southern plains and moving to the east, and it's taking a little bit more of a northern track. So I look for that to bring some snow into southern parts of Michigan on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. But the big stuff stays a little bit farther south, luckily this time around. I'm Ryan Martin.
The grain, livestock, and dairy markets all closed Monday for the federal holiday, but we did check in with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading as he shares some insights about marketing plans that farmers may want to consider in the coming weeks.
I think that the biggest piece of advice that we can share with producers now as we enter the end of January here is to get control of any remaining unpriced 2025 bushels. What do we mean by get control? We really want to get a floor now underneath these bushels and yet maintain flexibility to participate in a rally. And by that, we mean you can get selling the grain now and purchasing a call option. At the same time, you could buy a March call option. Probably we might lean a little bit more towards a May call option, and particularly in the case of corn, because we'd want to take a look at the growing season in Brazil, which is primarily in March and April. And the alternative to that, Andy, would be to purchase a put option. A put option would be a one thing to consider would be to buying a put option, puts a floor underneath the market, but it leaves the upside open. But in each of those instances, whatever strategy you implement, you've actually placed a floor underneath the market, and yet you've maintained flexibility to participate in rallies, because we've got a long way to go yet in this 25-26 marketing year. We've got South American crops. The Argentina crop is pollinating, for example, on corn, and it's setting pods and filling pods on beans in February. So a lot can change there. In Brazil, they've still yet to plant the Safrinha double crop corn. And of course, we're not even close to turning the wheel here in the U.S. So, yes, that was a shocker last week with the market, particularly in corn, really being sharply lower. The biggest advice I could give to producers, if you still have 25 inventory, is get control of that 25. And that way you can turn your focus now to 26 too.
Once again, Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Check out how the grain and livestock markets are performing right this moment by visiting our website, MichiganAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.